gives you something to teach, there's a concern in heaven. You don't just teach to be teaching. There's a concern in heaven where our Father resides. He wants to make it known to his children who are spirit. Once it's known and received, then he comes and he gives you the solution to the problem. We all know we're in the last days. We know it's going to get worse and worse, but the church should be getting. If we're not aware of what's going on, we can become confused. We can give up. We can become weary in well-doing. We can be knocked off of our comfort zone, because what's happening there is beginning to occur quickly. It's almost like you don't even have time to prepare for it. Well, we should never have time to prepare for anything in the spirit realm. We should already be prepared. And Pastor Monty said something very profound when he was teaching. He said he never puts on his armor. He always adjusts it. He never takes it off. I loved it because, see, sometimes we get caught up in religious talk. Well, I put on my armor today, you know, before I leave the house, I put, sounds good, and I've done that for years. It's not to be critical, but what happens is as we begin to mature in Christ, the Lord will come and say by the Holy Spirit, there's a better way. How about not even taking it off? Let's not even take it off. And with the way things are going in the earth today in this three-dimensional realm, my advice to you is don't take it off. Because as soon as you open up your eyes in the morning, there it is. You don't have time to figure it out. You don't have time to adjust your thinking. You don't even have time to get your physical body correct, because Satan's not playing. He's not waiting. He really is out to kill, to steal, and destroy. Anybody a witness to that? Is everybody's life in here just perfect and okie-dokie and just like you tiptoeing through the tulips, you know? You just got everything to smile about. Life is good. Well, in the spirit realm, it is. But if you're not there to see it, you won't know that. And you'll believe the lie of what we feel and sense. And you will succumb. Amen? So we're going to recap what we talked about last week, and we're going to bring ourselves up today. I thank God for, and let me say this, this is for individual and this is for corporate. We're in a time now where we're going to have to be a ministry that operates in the fourth dimension. There's no other choice. We have to begin to see what's going on behind the scenes in order for us to be effective in this three-dimensional realm. Because if you don't know what's going on, sometimes you'll believe the lie, even in a ministry. And so God is even with this ministry bringing us up to the fourth dimension that we can begin to operate it in. So anything we see that maybe we maybe think is going in a negative realm, we'll know better. And we will not be swayed to do things in a human way that God is saying, no, you can't fix that. That's my hand. Don't be concerned about that. That's my hand. A lot of times when we see the Lord begin to remove or begin to live a different way, we panic if you are relying on the natural to be your provider. Then your focus is, I have to build a ministry because I have to get people in who can give so that I can have a salary. We have to build a ministry because so-and-so is adding daily, and then if we don't, we're going to look as if we're inadequate, that we're not hearing from the Lord. Maybe God didn't even call us to start a ministry. See, that's in the third-dimensional thinking realm. But when you're in a fourth-dimensional ministry mindset, you're hearing from the Holy Spirit at all times. He will even slow things down and let you see into the kingdom what's happening, and it will bring you comfort. This is the way of the Lord. Let's walk in it. And then you're not persuaded by people and their intellect and their knowledge and their titles and their degrees. You won't run to them for advice. Your first place to run is to the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so now God is bringing us into a place where, are you becoming familiar with the Holy Spirit and his way? Is he your friend? Are you fellowshipping with him? Do you know him? Are you hearing from him? Are you trusting him? Are you acknowledging him daily? Or are you still getting up every morning, Father, good morning, Jesus, good morning? Well, there's a third person. And his ministry is very active in the earth, has been for 2,000 years. And because he is such a gentleman, he is going to wait for you to acknowledge him. But he's so full of information, full of spiritual things that he wants to share. But we tend to forget him. Do you know him? And we're going to talk about that later, because if we know him, we will avoid doing things to grieve him. And we will acknowledge him to make him more active in our daily activities. We're burning ourselves out because we're doing what the Holy Spirit has been sent to do. Even in studying the word, even in seeking Christ, even in praying, we're doing it in a third dimensional realm. And I thank God that he loves us so much. He's saying, now let's go a better way. You know how a little child can you know, do puzzles or read books or whatever, and you're so excited, they're getting it. But after a time, you say, now there's a better and easier way to do that. I think you're ready. Let's take those training wheels off. You've learned. I believe you can do it. And as long as they can keep their eye on the Father and that hand and see, they're going to trust. And even if they wobble a little bit, as long as they can see. And that's my question. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? What are you experiencing? Have you had any experiences with the Father that has truly changed your life, or you're just using the words of others to convince others? You've heard someone's testimony, so now it's become your testimony. You've heard how that testimony has sort of encouraged the people, and the people seem to have now developed a sense of respect, so I'm going to use that testimony. Do you have your own? Have you been through anything that you can come and share and cause someone else to be encouraged and to grow up and not to give up? See, in a fourth dimensional thinking, you begin to realize that whatever, everything that goes on in your life, if you are a child of God, has been permitted. And it's not to hurt you or harm you. Really, it's to help you grow and that you can be a blessing to the kingdom. I heard today, it's just not about us. Some of us have experienced so much pain in life, and we're still experiencing it. And the enemy will come and make you think it's just you, it's all about you, you're the only one, and there's nothing that pain's going to do but take you to an early grave. Well, that's not true. The Bible tells us, I'm paraphrasing, but what you're going through is so that you can help someone else who is going through the same thing. Because we're all going to experience if you're living, if you're just being real. And that's why I like when we come together, because see, now you can go ahead and take your little mask off. You can go ahead and sit on down in your little seat. No one's judging you because everyone's going through or have been through what you're going through. Can't pay your bills, lights been out, water's turned off, children acting crazy, family, you got some hiding up in the attic, feel like you're losing your mind, you've dealt with depression. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. Car running out of gas, you don't know where your next dime is coming from. You don't know. You're at work, everybody's eating lunch, you don't have any lunch. Come on, you're not the only one. And that's why we come together to bless one another and pray for one another. Now, I'm sensing right now that there's some people in here that's going through something. You may need someone to agree with you. And that's why we're here. You don't have to go through it alone. And a lot of times we go through it alone because of being ashamed. We're so ashamed. Well, you keep on letting that spirit of shame bind you. But if you have a heavy burden on you that you feel that you need someone to pray with you, then say so. It is not even about being nosy. It's just about sharing the love of God. That's why we're here. Why do you think we're here? Just to hear praise and worship sing. just to collect offering. No, we're here to bless one another and to hear from heaven. So if you need to be strengthened, if you need a word to help you to get through whatever you've been confronted with, we're here to help you. Amen. And the altar's always open. Glory to God. I just felt to say that. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord will speak to confirm his message. And even through praise and worship today, I heard that beautiful song, "Our ladder shall be greater. No weapon formed against." God speak things like that. But how do you know that to be true if you're always stuck in a three-dimensional realm? How do you know that to be true? I believe our ladder shall be greater. And when we begin to recognize the fourth dimension, how to enter in, you will not only hear it, you'll see it. And it will give you courage to fall, to continue. You remember, I brought up Stephen last week. Stephen was being stoned, but God let him see in the fourth dimension. And what he saw in the fourth dimension made what he was experiencing in the third of no relevance. Glory to God. Paul did it when he was on the ship, about to be shipwrecked. He wasn't frightened because the Spirit of the Lord had told him, "Don't you worry, Paul. No one shall die." So his third dimensional experience had nothing, didn't affect him because he saw in the fourth dimension. Peter went there. We're going to talk about Peter a little bit because when Peter was on the Mount of Transfiguration, he saw in the spirit realm, but he got so caught up that the Lord had to tell him, "Shut up. You're missing it." And the Lord's going to show us, too, how we're going to become so familiar with the fourth dimension that when we begin to walk in it, we're not going to act like it's a Super Bowl event and miss what the Lord is saying. Fourth dimensional experience. We need them in our lives. We need to see what's going on. We need to recognize the hand of God so we don't faint. Now, there's a lot of incidents and experiences that's going on in this three-dimensional realms right now that you don't know. You was like, have you ever said, "Lord, what in the world? What?" And listen, what in the world is going on? Good question. Because it is going on in this three-dimensional world. And that's a great question to ask. But the next question that we should ask, "Lord, can you slow down the heavenly realm just a little bit and let me see what's going on?" You got to wrap your mind around the fact that your mind is renewed and that you believe that God will allow you to experience him in his homeland called the fourth dimension. We're spirit. He's spirit. He so wanted to have a relationship with us that he sent the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can be born again and become spirit. But what do you do after that? You get stuck in a third dimensional realm. The Lord said, "No, no, 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 no. Come on up. Rise up to where I am so we can fellowship together." And so we're going to begin. That's the concern in heaven now. Because we have been ignoring the Holy Spirit who was sent to let us hear from heaven, we're unable to hear what the Father is saying. But we thank God that he has made that clear to us. Now, I'm going to go back. I'm just going to give you a little background. You ready? All right, you all know who Isaac Newton is. We talked about it last week. And he's explained the movement of the planets in their orbit, but he only used the three-dimensional realm. First dimensional, just a line. Second dimension is a line, but it has a little breadth to it, a little width. And then you have your third dimensional. It has the line, it has the breadth, and it has what? Width. It has depth. Third dimensional. That's where we are. That's where we live. The Father, who is outside of time and space. What do I mean? See, this physical realm is consist of matter. Matter. You can matter, okay? That's just three. But outside of this, there is no time and space. It's all energy. That's where the Father lives. It's spirit. So he can, in his realm, as I said before, he can see past, he can see present, he can see future. He's in control. You understand that? He's in control. So when we have problems in this third dimensional and we slow down and we pray and we ask the Father for guidance, this is the confidence that we have that if we ask him anything in Jesus' name, he hears it and he's going to answer it. He knows exactly how to answer it. If I knew tomorrow that you had to be to work at 9 o'clock to receive $1 million, and you tell me, Sister Doe, I don't have any money, this is going on, I know tomorrow, I know what's going to happen. Sister, don't fret. Because tomorrow at 9 o'clock, if you're not late, if you get to work on time now, there's going to be $1 million waiting for you. That's an answer to prayer. Our Father does that for real. You have a concern, you have a hurt, you have a problem, you have doubt, all kinds of confusion, then get on your knees and talk to your Father who's in the spirit realm, who sees it all. He sees all your life. And that's why when you pray out of your own desires, they're not answered always the way you want, because you're praying incorrectly. The Father always answers prayers. It's just that he always answers them correctly. So you don't need to be frustrated. The enemy can't, don't allow him to say, I've been waiting for 40 years and I've been asking, Lord, he doesn't answer his prayer. He doesn't, yes, he does. Yes, he does, but it's according to his desires. And I thank God for his wisdom, because if he sees my life from beginning to end, he knows best what I need. You don't always know best. You know what makes you feel better. You know what makes you happy. You know what pumps up your pride. Father, I want a bigger house. Why? You know, because the girl next door, really, you're not going to say it, but in your heart, you want a bigger house because the next door neighbor just added on. But you're going to get all religion. Here's the Lord in heaven, who both spirit and physical, he knows what's going on. You're not asking me that because it's a need. You ask because there's pride in your house. And so you're wondering, why? Well, if you really had a close relationship with the Holy Spirit, who will let you peep into the fourth dimension where the Father is, he'll tell you exactly. You're praying wrong. Don't pray that way. The Holy Spirit prays through us. Let the Holy Spirit pray. We don't know. The Bible tells us we don't know what to pray for. Why don't you believe that? You can't see your life from beginning to end. The Father who's in the spirit realm does. We have the Holy Spirit who hears and sees. Jesus said, I don't do anything unless. We talked about Lazarus. Jesus wasn't upset because his friend died. He had a glimpse into the spirit realm. He was listening to the Father. Son, don't you worry about that. He's not dead for real now. I'm just using it because I want the people to understand and glorify me. So Jesus, as we said, could walk around with confidence. He wasn't boo-hooing. He wasn't crying. He wasn't fretful. He told his disciples, don't worry about it. He's just sleeping. So what was happening in the third dimensional realm didn't affect him, didn't cause him to have ulcers, didn't give him stress, didn't make him want to commit suicide, didn't make him walk around full of doubt and unbelief, because he knew the truth. See, we guess the truth. We guess it. We don't really know it. We don't really walk in that revelation that can give us that peace. In our third dimensional realm, we see family members just turning from God. We see family members on drugs. We see family members committing murder. We see family members. Yes, it hurts. You see how and why it's so important to be able to hear the Holy Spirit so he can bring comfort and let us know exactly what's going on. And we need to stop trying to figure out what's going on and fix it so other people can still think we got it all right. See, we try to fix it. Now, you stay in the closet till you get yourself together. Oh, come on, ma'am. I don't want you to say that. Can you at least brush your teeth? Let me see if George got a shirt for you. You know how we do. We want to clean them up and bring in them church, and their soul is still destroyed. They're still what they were before you put a clean shirt on them. Nothing's changed. But if we had a relationship with the Holy Spirit, he would tell us exactly what to do. First of all, you got to love. Agape love unconditionally. Then you got to get off your high wagon and stop being so prideful and let shame. Because God can show you in the spirit realm. You ever been there? I love it when the Lord showed me, and I don't care what I see in this three dimension. I trust God. Now, if he told me in my spirit, And then I begin to see the vision that all my family shall be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, and speaking in tongues. And he said it twice. Who am I to doubt him? Okay, now the journey begins in this three-dimensional realm. Well, I have to stay connected to the fourth. I have to constantly see what the Lord showed me. What am I going to believe? I'm going to believe what God showed me. People will carry themselves in a way that they will cause you to be ashamed. Well, you have to separate yourself from them. You cannot change your testimony because people expect you to live and be a certain way. Am I right? That's how we truly begin to defeat the devil. Anyway, Isaac Newton, that's how he explained the movement of the planets and their theories by using the third dimension. Well, I want to let you know this earth is third dimensional. But when we became born again, we entered into another dimension. And you need to know that. I feel so privileged. Woo, glory to God, that when I became born again, the Spirit of the living God came in me, activated my spirit, and says, now you can come on over to your real home. This is a spirit realm, and it's not out there in the galaxy somewhere. They're parallel. They're right there, so close together. But now that I'm a spirit being, I have access into it. And you need to know that. You need to understand that. If you're born again, and the Spirit of the living God lives in you, you are a spirit being. Glory to God. You can do magnificent things. You can do wonderful. You can raise the dead. You can cast out demons. Woo, you can heal yourself. But you have to have some understanding. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Who causes us to hear? The Holy Ghost. And there are so many things we can do to grieve him that he becomes depressed. And so we begin to do what we're called to do, what we're able to do, what we were meant to do in a third dimensional realm. And that's why we get frustrated. We'll pray with somebody for 1 hour and we'll see no results. Because you're third dimensional. You have not heard the Holy Spirit move, lay hands, say this, say that. The Holy Spirit is not even resident in you. Like Satan doesn't even reckon. He sees you. That's all he sees, you in this third dimensional realm. But when we begin to realize that we have access into the spirit realm, as we become closer and closer to the Holy Spirit, whenever we hear the Holy Spirit say, go, you better believe he's working. And it's going to take a be healed in Jesus' name. I'm not going to be spitting on you, Pastor. I'm not going to sit there with you yawning in my face saying, will she ever finish this prayer? Jesus didn't. He did. He spoke and they obeyed. He did nothing unless he heard it from heaven. He was not persuaded to get caught up in arguments. I can see Jesus just walking there. You are totally tuned out. His focus is totally into the fourth dimension. He is focused, unlike Peter was. When Peter was given the privilege of going up to the mount and the spirit realm slow, it has to slow down because it's going so fast while you can't see it. If you see an angel, you better believe it has slowed down where you are able to glimpse it in this third dimensional. It's nothing but pure energy, pure, and they're flying. Girl, let's not talk about eternity. I'm not talking about this three-dimensional that you can control, that you can time, that you can say 3 miles and you're home. None of that in eternity. It's outside of time and space. So they're oh, glory to God. No wonder they're saying, holy, 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 holy. I get excited when I talk about it because I believe it exists. Angels exist. I don't worship them, but you know, I'm going to tell you something. God will let us see what we need to see in order to bring up our faith. But if you see an angel, you better believe the Lord has said, slow down. so they can see you. Am I right? Slow down so they can see you. They're here now. You can't see them. They're all over the place. Glory to God. And you come in, you think it's just these four walls. You think it's just this keyboard. You think it's just me on this mic. Glory to God. Well, you got to get out that mindset. You got to believe that we are in the Holy of Holies. The presence of the living God is here. Angels are all around. Glory to God. The healing power of God is right here for your taking. Get out of that realm where you think it's just this mundane third dimensional realm. You're a fourth dimensional creature. Start living there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So when we become born again, we what? Are part of a new dimension of reality. These boundaries that govern this third world, as we said last week, came from a greater dimension. The lesser was created by a greater. But we tend to forget that because we put more emphasis on the lesser and forget the greater. The greater had to exist for the lesser to come forth. The greater made this three-dimensional realm. You think the greater's not in control? But we worship the lesser. We worship this material stuff. That's how you prevent yourselves from being envious and jealous of one another. Why? This is so much lesser than what I have in the spirit realm. What you have was created by a higher source. My Father did all that for you. Why should I be jealous? And when my time up on earth is here, my name has been written in the book of life. I know where I'm going, to a place that's beyond all. So if you want to get caught up in this third dimensional realm, if you want to worship what you see, if you want to get prideful because of what you have in this third dimensional realm, so be it. I think the scripture says what? Moth and rust. Say it again. Is that enough for you? That's why we have, me included, alarms on my house, alarms on my car, mirrors placed so I can look behind my back, because we know that to be true. People can steal them. Oh, and this credit, this identification, they're stealing your identity now. Where if your identity was in Christ, impossible. Impossible. You see how you are secure in Christ? You're safe in Christ. They can't steal from you if you're in Christ. But you have to start thinking that, and then you'll start working so hard trying to be better than the next person. You will then begin to rejoice when you rejoice. Glory to God. Because, see, I know what's going on in the fourth. I'm rejoicing because my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What I see, great. It's supposed to happen anyway. We're going to talk about it in Luke when they go out and casting out demons and coming back all excited. And Jesus, you know what I'm saying about it? This is what you'd be excited about, that your name is written in the Lamb's Book. And before that, he told me, I saw Satan fall like See, Jesus said, calm down. In the spirit realm, I saw all that. That's supposed to happen. I expect Jesus probably laid back. Because they did lean back then on a pillow. They don't lean like we lean now. That stuff didn't faze Jesus. Because he could see in the fourth dimension. He knew exactly when the demon came. He saw all of it happen. So why is he going, ooh, look, the demon came out. The demon came He expected it to come out. And we have to get to that point. Don't let the demons being cast out excite you. You supposed, see, that's how you walk with authority. Amen. I'm not going to come up to you and my mindset is he may come out, he may not. I hope he come out and all these people look at my God, what am I going to do? And then when he come out, ooh, I'm not rejoicing in that foolishness. If the Bible says I can cast out demons and come out in Jesus' name and you going to come out, I'm done with it. I'm done with it. But my focus is just like if you're going to on a trip and you get there, it's crowded. You're tired. You're ready to go in your room. Well, guess what? there's no room for you. You didn't reserve anything. All right? Pastor Doe and Pastor George get there, and what's your problem? We don't have a room. We're leaving. Okay, we'll see you later. Well, why are you all not leaving? Well, we had sense enough to make reservation. So that journey that we were on that we need some rest from, we can go and receive it. The same thing with heaven. Your names are already written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You have a spot reserved for you in heaven. You have a mansion reserved for you. You don't have to guess about it. You don't have to doubt it. You know for surety that when you stand before the Lamb of God, he's going to say, well done, my faithful servant. Now go ahead on into your mansion. It's been reserved for you. It's no guessing. It's no doubting. It's no trembling. You just saying, woo, but he just heard me say, go get it. Because I know it's there for me. That's what you rejoice about. Are you sure? Are you positive? Then you need to rejoice. Because we're just on a journey. It's going to come through to an end. It may be a rough journey. Yours may be more difficult than mine, but in this three-dimensional realm, this is all temporary. Can you see? I'm heading to a fourth dimension. Hallelujah. And I don't have to wait until I die to get there. I can live in it in the present. Hallelujah. I can experience the joys of God in the fourth because I'm a spirit. Hallelujah. I just have to begin to have that koinonia type of fellowship with the Holy Spirit, where he can show me and I can hear and he can direct me to what the Father is saying. Glory to God. That's what you rejoice about. Not everyone has reservations. And it's going to be many, many up there in front of the Father when he's going to say, my God, depart from me. And just like those worried travelers that came to that beautiful hotel expecting to relax, luggage packed, they're going to be right there before the Father. And he's going to say, I'm sorry. Woo! Your name's not in the book. But he won't say it to Pastor Doe. No. No. Because my mindset and my heartbeat is to continue to follow, continue to obey. What's that song we say, Pastor? I made up my mind. Got my mind made up. I won't turn back. And you need to have your mind made up. You need to decide today who you're going to serve. Because I'm going to tell you, we're going to see in a minute in the book of Galatians, those who will not inherit the kingdom of God. So you think you can call him savior and still act like a third dimensional being if you want to, but God said you will not inherit the kingdom of God. We go around so much thinking just because we say the sinner's prayer, we go to church on Sunday, we give our offering and maybe our tithes, and then we go out 5 minutes later and begin to show the nature of Satan. God says you will not inherit the kingdom of God. You will not. And I thank the Lord that he warns us with that. So we know that it was a greater dimension that governed and made this third dimension that we live in. So we know that the fourth dimension is the realm of the spirit. Now, we saw in Genesis 1 and 2 that in action. Just trying to bring you up to date. In Genesis 1 and 2, we're going to see what a chaotic world there with the Holy Spirit hovering over it. Even though it's chaotic, the Holy Spirit is right there. It says, now the earth was formless and void, darkness over the surface of the earth, and the Spirit of God was what? Hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And you can go through what God said. So you have the Holy Spirit, the greater, over a lesser chaotic world. And once the Holy Spirit heard the voice of the Father, he acted. And look what materialized. So this is evident that the greater made the lesser. This is the lesser. You have to realize we who have the Spirit of God living in us, we're the greater. Then God said that we should be greater works. And are we not supposed to have authority over this world? Why? Because the greater one lives in us. The one who made it lives in us. The one who created it lives in us. So he's telling the greater, greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. He's telling us, all right, take control. Why can't we believe that? God said and it happened. God said and it happened. But God said to us, take dominion. It should be happening. But because we let this third dimensional world dictate to us, it's reversed. It's telling us how to behave. It's telling us it's really telling us how to serve God. And it's sad. You can look at a lot of televangelists now and it's like, what in the world is going on? Well, we know the answer to that question. They're third dimensional. They're allowing the third dimension to rule their fourth dimensional mindset. So you see, I told my husband the other day, I said, you have someone up here teaching the people of God tonight, next week, they're on a comedy show, cussing like crazy. What kind of foolishness is that? Well, God's not through with me yet. Well, until he is, sit down. You don't need to be on anybody's public television when you are a broken vessel teaching the people of God. I won't have it. I'm not receiving it. That's garbage. I serve a great God. I'm a fourth dimensional being. I am not going to lower myself to your third dimensional mentality. I will not do it. I don't care who you are. And you know better. You know better. Here you are, a fourth dimensional being, and you should be hearing from the Holy Spirit telling us mysteries. Glory to God. Deep revelations. And you're sitting there letting a broken vessel, a third dimensional being, pour into your spirit. It's tainted. Your spirit is tainted. And you want to see the spirit realm? You want God to move in your life? He does not dwell where sin dwells. He's not going to do it. Turn them off. I don't care if it is TBN. Turn it off. You know better. You know better. And you better be careful because sometimes that talking gets sweet. Well, that does make sense. We're not talking sense. We're talking spirit. Glory to God. The world loves to make sense. It loves to reason. Glory to God. The spirit that governs this world is full of reasoning and doubt. And he'll trick you. Going off to conferences, paying $50, $60 to see a broken vessel. The only place broken vessels need to be are at the altar. At the altar. We all need repenting so that we can hear from God. You better be careful and call it like it is. We see the superior nature of the fourth dimension in Genesis, and we see how this chaotic world was brought into order by the Holy Spirit. This ought to let you know that there is a physical reality as well as a spirit. The spiritual reality is more real than the physical. The physical wasn't even working till the spirit told it to. Wasn't even alive, wasn't even just chaotic, just a bunch of mess when God already had his kingdom in order. And he sent the Holy Spirit who was hovering. And when God spoke, the Holy Spirit moved and brought order out of chaos. Come on, let's put it in perspective. Get your mindset out of this third dimensional. Stop letting it influence the way you think, the way you believe, getting you caught up in being envious and upset about stuff that's going to pass away. Stop trying to hold on to something that's not yours anyway. That's why Jesus came here. No. Where do you live? Let me come and show you where I stay. Friends, here and there. You think Jesus from heaven, who's seen all the glory, is going to come down here and try to keep anything? And plus, he knew his purpose. He knew he had 3 years left on the earth. We ought to know something. We ought to know something to put things in perspective. And if we did, it'll keep us out of debt. See, the world gets you caught up in what you can see, third dimensional thinking. You got to have this. You got to have that. Wait, you maybe want two of those, you know, and this is running good. But, you know, a new one coming out with AC that only take a second to come on. So maybe I'll get that one. The world, you forever want, you're never satisfied. It's third dimensional. And all Satan is trying to do, yeah, go, go, go. Because the more debt you get, then I'm going to bring some misery in your life. Because then I'm going to take it all from you. I'm going to take it all from you. And we get caught up in that foolishness. When we ought to be rejoicing that our names are written. And we ought to know we headed to a better. Glory to God. God will provide for our needs here. We need to be learned to be content and satisfied. And start giving and giving and letting other needs come before us as well. Let's be content. Stop striving so much. Glory to God. So we know now that there is a greater realm. We got it. Peter saw he's on the rooftop. God slowed everything down. Let Peter take a peek. We know that John saw it in the book of Revelations. What more do you need? John was so caught up in the fourth dimension, he didn't realize he was on the island of Patmos. He was most miserable. But God is good. And people say, well, how can the Lord do that? How can the Lord what? Show him that wonderful revelation? Fill his mind and his heart with the fact of where he was going? My God, John probably said, Lord, I thank you that you brought me comfort because you showed me where I'm headed. That's the goodness of God to John. He said, now write it down. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the churches are saying. Open up your ears and hear what the Lord is saying. But I'm going to tell you something. Unless you allow the Holy Spirit to be your friend, you're not going to hear anything. What does John say in the book of John, chapter 16, 13 through 15? But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into what? All truth. He will not speak of his what? His own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. If you have no relationship with the Holy Spirit, you will never see the fourth dimension. Never. You'll stay stuck right here in the third and think this is it. And you have an unanointed pastor, or you have an unanointed prophet, or you have an unanointed friend. Telling you lies. Jeremiah talks about it. These are the last days. You better be careful. Because the lying prophets are going to come. They're not hearing from the Holy Ghost. They're taking someone else's word. And it's a man's word. It's not God's word. They don't even know the Holy Spirit exists. Who is the Holy Spirit? They don't even know he's part of the Trinity. They don't know he's been in the earth, the church, and you for over 2,000 years. The Holy Spirit, I don't have time to listen to him. I'm reading books. I'm listening to tapes. I'm Googling me a message. The Holy Spirit, what does he have to do with anything? Well, tell me, dear sir, if you are a spirit and your father lives in the fourth dimension and you should be in the fourth dimension, how in the world are you getting there if you're not hearing from the Holy Spirit? Who is leading you? We need to wake up. We need to wake up. You have got to be in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And it's wonderful because now all that burden of you trying to do it has now been dropped. Holy Spirit, help me hear from heaven. Holy Spirit, help me pray. Holy Spirit, bring me comfort. Holy Spirit, please show me what in the world is going on in this situation. Holy Spirit, give me direction. I don't know what to do, what to say. And sometimes if you're real close to him, he'll tell you, don't say anything. Well, Holy Spirit, I'm troubled in my spirit. My stomach is hurting. I'm uncomfortable. I'm uneasy. Holy Spirit, bring me comfort. Whoosh, there it is. Your third dimensional situations have not changed. But what is going on in the fourth dimensional has just heightened. Glory to God. In the fourth dimension, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have come together. And let's say, let's work on her behalf. Holy Spirit, begin to pray through her. The Father's telling that to the Holy Spirit. You pray through her because you know exactly what she needs. And as you pray through her and she says in Jesus' name, then I'm able to act in her life. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what to pray for. You don't have to be guessing. You think discomfort and fear and anxiety is coming from this situation. Holy Spirit ain't got nothing to do with it. It's really that situation. So if you just relax and let me pray, we're going to take care of the real situation, and that one's going to be included. Glory to God. Start trusting the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And we talked about the name of Jesus. We talked about the more important a person is, the more weight their word carries. Hallelujah. If President Obama came in here right now, he'd have your attention. And if he said a thing, you'd probably say, that's right, because he's the president of the United States. Where there's Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Jesus, wake. And his name is above every name. Hallelujah. And if Jesus said it, it has weight behind it. So when you pray and you say in Jesus' name, the Father's saying, that's enough for me. Glory to God. They have prayed in my son's name. And not only that, they're praying correctly because they're letting my Holy Spirit lead them in prayer. So the fourth dimension is on fire. Hallelujah. They're already fast, but now they're woo, 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 woo. Glory to God. Answer just like that. But what you got to realize, that in that holy realm, there's an unholy realm. We know that in Daniel. And so that's why I say the first moment you prayed, it was answered. But see, in that unholy realm, here comes Satan. He's a nervous wreck. He doesn't want that prayer to get through. So you just got to stand. You got to stand. The Lord already showed you in your fourth dimensional thinking that it's done. It's done. He showed you that because you are a spirit being. So you know in the spirit realm, you've been told it's been solidified. It's done. Now you fight Satan by just standing. You fight Satan by just believing. You fight Satan just by agreeing with the word. You know that word that carries weight? Yeah, as I told you last week, sometimes if you don't know what to say, just say Jesus. Tell the devil, Jesus. He's afraid of Jesus. Glory to God. And you just keep saying Jesus until you have a breakthrough. That's how you get into the fourth dimension. You got to have the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Hallelujah. He said he'll tell you what is yet to come, and he will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. It can't get any clearer than that. You're not hearing from the Holy Spirit. You don't know. I don't care. You can't tell me. You don't know what's going on in the spirit realm. Who told you? The Holy Spirit here is to. See, we bear fruit, we don't produce it. Now the question is, who's producing your fruit? I told you in the book of Galatians, the Bible tells us there that we need to walk in the Spirit in order to walk in our fourth dimensional capabilities. And if we continue to walk in this third dimensional fruit that's produced by Satan, oh, you know what fruit I'm talking about. Sexual immorality, idolatry, witchcraft. Let's bring it on down. Jealousy, discord, hatred, fits of rage, anger, discord, dissensions, drunkenness. See, all we do, we just look at drunkenness, but that ain't the only one. Get off the drunk. Give them a break. My God, you think that was the only one going to hell? And he's the main one that can humble himself, just like the Pharisee and the thief on the, was it a thief? And the Pharisee, Lord, you know, I'm not like him. You know, I give and I tithe. And the sinner was saying, Lord, have mercy on me. You don't know how many times that drunken I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. And because he's humbled himself, God will come right in and clean him up. But we love to put the spotlight. Well, what about you who are full of jealousy? What about you who are full of discord? What about you who is full of envy and backbiting and gossiping? What about you who are gluttony? What about you? What about you? See, that's all third dimensional. See, the fourth dimension, you come up into the fruit of the Spirit, which is love and peace and joy. But that's fruit that the Holy Spirit has produced. You just bearing it. Stop taking credit for it. You going around full of pride. Girl, you know, I just love the unlovely. You know, and, oh, they don't bother me because, you know, I just have agape love. You know, and I, oh, pray for me because I'm going over where the sinners live. You know, but that's the Christ in me that's pushing me. Pushing me to go and take his Spirit so they can be delivered. Well, let me tell you something. That fruit that you're taking over there is rotten. That fruit that you're bearing has been produced by Satan himself, and it stems from the mother of pride. So take your little fruit and keep it. No one wants rotten fruit. But when you go with fruit that's been produced by the Holy, you go humble. You go full of compassion. You go with agape love. You go with a sustained desire to see that whoever you're ministering to can come into the kingdom of light just like you are. And then you take your real testimony. Because some of us was born saved, you know. Some of us was born saved. So, you know, we don't have a past because we have a perfect life. But go over there with your real testimony. Tell them how it was with you for real. But let them know how God can change you. Glory to God. See, that's good testimony. Tell them that you used to be a hooker on the street. Tell them you used to be a drug addict yourself. Tell them you used to be a thief and a robber. Tell them you was full of depression. Tell them maybe you just got out of Eastern State because you thought you was about to lose your mind. Girl, but I ain't crazy for real. God has healed me. Hallelujah. And if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to start preaching hope. Hallelujah. That's how you get them delivered. You know you've been there. You know you ain't always been there for the 3, 4, 14-piece suit. No, you have not. And you want to look on down on someone who comes dressed as they are. You know you weren't always able to shop at Dillard's and Macy's. Who you think you are? No, babe, I still go through the thrift store. Let me tell you something. You're missing some good deals. That's all I got to say. That's my little secret. You keep on being full of pride if you want to. They're going to come up next week and say, can I have $10 for love? No. You should have went to the thrift store. Could have had some lunch money. So full of pride. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. We're going to give me 10 minutes and I'm going to close out of here. But I just want to let you know that Jesus, John 1 and Matthew 3:1, he tells us right then that repent for the kingdom of heaven. And then Jesus himself says it in Matthew 4. He tells us the same thing, repent, because the kingdom of heaven is near. See, the kingdom of heaven began when God came into human history as a man. The kingdom of heaven is here. It's in your heart. So why aren't we participating in it? Why aren't we recognizing it? Why aren't we coming out of this third dimensional realm and stop letting it control us? We should be having dominion over it. We should never, ever let the lesser dictate the greater. It's almost a shame when Jesus is saying, wait a minute, don't go there. Say, I created that. Why don't you rise up? You know, you see a demon causing havoc in someone's life, and the Holy Spirit said, why don't you rise up? Say, because I create you. The greater one is in you and can handle that which is left. But we have to have a mentality to know that we're in the third kingdom, fourth kingdom. I'm going to close with this. There's more to this ministry than meets the eye, and we need to know that. Now, I'm talking this ministry, but you are each an individual part, and we're a whole. So when I say this ministry, I mean the individual as well. You have to get out the mindset that this ministry is just about the physical preaching and the leadership and praying for the sick and just saying ordinary prayer. You have to get out of that mentality. You have to realize that there's more going on than what you can see with your physical eye. This is just a shadow of what's going on. Without being spooky, I don't want to be spooky, but I can go there sometime. But can you just see this as a shadow of what's really going on? Can you get out of this third dimensional thinking and realize that even when we come to church or whatever you do, it's something else going on that's real. That's more real than what's in the physical. Dissension among friends or lying on people. It's something else going on in the spirit realm. And that's where we need to begin to focus. Whatever you bind. But what we'll do, we'll get so caught up in the third dimensional that we'll focus on this and forget what's going on in the fourth. And Jesus said, if I can just get your attention like Peter. I'm showing Peter the fourth dimension, and he began to immediately want to do some third dimensional work. He wants to set up altars, and he wants to, and the Father say, hush, listen to my son. And that's, the Father's telling us the same thing today. Shh. Don't get caught up and be so busy trying to do stuff in the physical that you're not listening to my Holy Spirit. Shh, listen to him. Even before you respond, listen. Even before you get upset, even before you get down in the dump, even before you think it's all over, before you think those thoughts, listen. Because the Holy Spirit might have something totally different to tell you. And I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit, you may look at a person and say, well, it's all over for them. They've been like this for years. I'm tired now. You would think by now they know to do right. You know, I'm just tired of praying. I'm just sick of it, sick of the lifestyle. But before you agree with what you see, you better peek on over there in the fourth dimension to see what's going on. Because, see, your words can halt what's working in their good. So you need to be careful what you say. You who should know better. You who are spirit. The unsaved don't know all this. They don't know that what you say can wreck or bless your life. They don't know that, but you should. So when you begin to see something in the third dimensional, right away say, what is going on in the fourth? What is going on in the spirit? Well, then don't guess too long because you ask. Use that name that has weight in Jesus' name. Gets the Father's attention now. I hear something. And then let the Holy Spirit pray through me because I know what I see, I know what I feel, but I don't want to take any chances. I'm human. You pray through me and let me know what's going on. And you tell me he won't. And it's for some reason, as soon as you know what's going on, peace comes, doesn't it? Because you're not guessing. You're not walking in the dark. You're not stumbling and bumbling. And the enemy can tell you anything. Well, you know, they're going to die tonight in the bed. And you're going to get a phone call at 3 a.m. saying this. That. See, the enemy will lie to your fears. But if the Holy Spirit won't tell you foolishness, like he'll come in and paint a whole different picture. We got this. Go to sleep. We got this. And I always say, well, Lord, can I go ahead and put a little blood on it? You know, just I will plead the blood. But I've heard many times the Lord say, we got this. Go to sleep. And you do. You go to sleep in peace because you believe the word of the Lord. But this is a fourth ministry, a fourth dimensional ministry. What am I saying? That we realize that what Paul says in Ephesians, that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. That's what type of ministry this is. We realize this to be true. We realize that in the heavenly realm, a fight is going on, an intense fight is going on between God and Satan. They're both spirit. And it's because you feel this way and you feel this way. Why? Because Satan is trying to sift you like wheat. You think he's not? You think he's your buddy? He's trying to sift you like wheat. He's trying to tear your life up. It's intense, I'm telling you. It's intense. But also in that spirit realm, there's a sound that's going out. Glory to God. We win. There's victory in Christ. And Satan is sick of hearing that sound. But we win. We're victorious in Christ. We believe the word of the Lord. And that's what needs to go up in the heavenly realm. You need to agree with Christ. We win. I don't care how intense the battle is. You need to encourage the heavenly realm. I know I win. I agree with God. Fight on. Fight on. The Bible says that the angels hearken unto the words of the Lord. Sometimes through our prayer, we need to encourage. We need to insist. We need to stand on. Don't let Satan change your testimony. All he's trying to do is get your voice to drown out the sound that he hears in heaven. We win. We're victorious in Christ. He's sick of that sound. I believe it causes him to just gyrate. I believe it causes him pain. And if I know that beyond a shout, I'm going to shout it even out. I want him to hurt. I want him to be miserable. I want him to be just messed up. Don't agree with the devil. Be careful what words you say. This is a fourth dimensional ministry. We know where the real battle occurs. We know that. It's not in your house. It's not on your job. It's not in your car. It's in the spirit realm. I don't care how bad it gets in your house, your home. That's not the real battle. Come on, that's not the real battle. Satan's just trying to get you focused on that. So he can keep you out of his mess in the fourth. That's not the real battle. That's not it. Glory to God. I'm going to close there, but you know all through the Bible, you see God working behind the scenes. Even in the